마지막 시간이죠.
This is the last hour of the days.
Yeah.
So the owner of peace, the owner of lineage, and later we're going to speak about the word scripture as well. Firstly, it's the owner of peace and the owner of lineage. Who is the owner of peace? The owner of peace is God. The owner of lineage is our true parents. In the Unification Church history, one day, Trufata said, it's also in the 8th grade textbooks, and there's only one time that he spoke about this. And this speech is about the owner of peace and the owner of lineage, was said in the 2009, 7th of July, in the morning Hundoke. And that was in East Garden, and it has been now put in a book. When he spoke in East Garden, when he finished the speech, he went back to Korea. So then Alaska at that time, he called Korea, and then today I proclaim a very important thing in Alaska. So before I come to Korea, please quickly take this speech, arrange it so that when I come to Korea, I can have it. That's a very important speech, he said. And when he arranged that, got that speech, he said, let's put it in a book, and then he started making the Hundoke, and it was owner of peace, owner of lineage. That's how it was finalized. So the owner of peace and the owner of lineage has been translated in English as well, yeah? And I'm sure you read it. So after reading it, how was it? Now that you read in English, how was it? What do you think about it? Firstly, is it easy to understand or difficult to understand? It's really difficult, isn't it? Secondly, is it confusing or is it very simple? It's quite confusing, isn't it? So it went to South America, it went to Germany, it went to France, it went to everywhere, but it's quite confusing. But I also bought this book and I gave to many people, and there's only one person there's nobody that has even finished it till the end. And then I asked, why is it that there's no one that finished it? And then people said, it's very difficult, even reading it in Korean is quite difficult. So everyone just started and then stopped in the middle. So then he decided to make it one of the 8th grade teaching textbook materials. Yeah. So before this was this speech was there, I got the tape from America. I listened to it many times, and then I made Hundoke with the children in school, the students at school, and then of course there were so many things that were wrong, that were not written in or not recorded properly in the books, and you can't believe how I was very surprised, because it was very excited, because it was quite interesting to me and very easy. And it's very important. And because it was that important, we added it in one of the 8 textbook teaching material. So of course, from the first time when I was studying the theology, I started with Christology. I was very interested in Christology because Jesus came as the Messiah. That's what I studied. And then after I met the true Father, I was like, why is the Son Myung-moon the Messiah? Why is he the one that's here? And then because of that, I started studying. And I realized there's so many things that even the blessed families don't understand. True Father, if he's really the Messiah, there are many, everything that he says can be justified. So the blessed families also could not understand many of the things that he said. And when I also met the true Father, I also had such questions in my mind. But when I met him, I asked so many questions, and so many things that I didn't even ask. He explained that I will understand it later. And some of them he explained one to one with me. And for me, even a very little thing, all his actions, his speech, I have never even doubted it. So after feeling it this way, when I explain or listen to or discuss with other people, it's not the same, I realize. Their opinions are not the same. So the things that people don't understand, I realized that I decided that I promised that I'm going to actually arrange it. I didn't. So of course you're gonna see the lots of things here. So of course sometimes some people could not understand because everyone has a different way of understanding the heart. Hardwise, but here. But I will explain everything. So again, when I was in Isgarten, I realized there's so many important things that were said, and also even my daughter was here. As a second generation, we were given this speech in 2009. We were told in a second generation as well should come up and do the translation. So the first important thing I understood was identity. So centering on identity. Who is our true Father? Secondly, who is God? Thirdly, who am I as a blessed family? And finally, the second generation, who are they? So this is a kind of questions I had. I actually decided to analyze. There's so many other things, but because the time is really short, I will just talk about this core four points that I've analyzed. The first thing is about true Father. Who is true Father? So in the Christian theology, they said when they're speaking about they say who is it? Who is our true Father? They don't ask who is our Jesus? Who is Jesus? They said, who am I? Who am I? Who am I? So if you look at the John, I am life. I am the life of and water. So these kind of things come up. Different explanation of who Jesus is. So then again, who is true Father? So it's the same kind of question. I. So ask Jesus, the true Father is what is here. is I. I as who am I? Who is true father? So again, I was born without the trace of the fall. That is true father. So when true father's, one of true father's things was that he was born without the trace of the fall. That's one thing true father said. And then I was born unrelated to the fallen lineage. So then some people ask when they hear this, if he was born unrelated to the fallen lineage, then so what about the physical parents of our true father and the physical parents and the children, brothers and sisters of our true parents, are they also from an unfallen lineage? And then the answer, of course, is only true father that is from the unrelated fallen lineage. But then how is it possible that someone from related to the fallen lineage can actually give birth to someone that is completely unrelated to fallen lineage? There's a very big secret about this. I can't explain everything because of the time. So I'll just explain it from my heart. And I will explain exactly what I can in this time. So I was born from God's sperm. So God of night, so for such a long time, God had been waiting for a long time for this, and he was born. So he was born as the God of night. So in the working hotel, as a direct son of God, I was born as a God's direct son. So after the fall, I was born as God's direct son. And he said, it's only me and Jesus that was born in this way, and Adam that was born in this way. So only the three of us. That's really a core thing to understand. So who teaches our true father? I'm going to explain you that. Who taught true father? He received teachings directly from God. Directly from God. In the Garden of Eden, who taught Adam and Eve the three blessings? It was God who taught directly, didn't he? And he also explained about not to eat the fruit. It was directly God. And Jesus as well. And then also the third Adam, true father. It was exactly directly from God that they were taught. So who is from 3 years old? He could hear God's voice. So if you go to the village in Korea's Korean house, the old people talk. All these 3 years, a 3 year boy sitting there, and then they look at him. The old adults are talking. But he's not talking like other people. And that he heard voices from other. So he heard voices that other people could not hear, and this 3-year-old boy, and of course it was things from the spiritual world. So many times we heard about this. So when he was 4 years old, he knew the principle of the fall when he was 4 years old. Don't be surprised. When he was 5 years old, he started matching by photos. So do you see the peace message? Do you see the autobiography? In love, as a peace-loving citizen. Every time it was difficult, what was I holding on to? The fact that I heard from God directly is what kept me steadfast. There's something like that in the autobiography, isn't it? Yes? So our true father, every time he was in difficulties, instead of giving up, in kind of leaving, instead of running away, the reason why he could not leave, he could not abandon his mission, was because he had heard and he could understand. He heard directly from God, his mission, directly from God. He heard the teachings directly from God. And so he could not give up. He studied directly from God. It comes up in the autobiography. So what's God's education method? So I've told you about this already. So before Adam, before the fall, could directly be taught by God. So the original Adam, the original human beings before the fall, and the ones after the fall. So those who were born before the fall, like Adam, Jesus, and our true father, they were born before the fall, and we are born as human beings after the fall. The second generation as well, the third generations as well. And why is that? I'm going to teach that tomorrow. It's not the original sin. So even those who are born without original sin, they're still like human beings after the fall. So the second generation, who teaches those three, Adam, Jesus, and true father? It is directly God.
When
what your father said in the Hundakke, he said, how do you think Adam, Jesus, and me were taught? How did they teach Adam and Eve? It was directly. He put them on their laps, and then he spoke to them in their ears in a very silent voice, very low voice, when he was teaching Adam and Eve in such voice. Of course, that's spiritual. And then, if we had not fallen, there would not have need for loud voice. There would be no need for curse words. So when God actually teaches people who haven't fallen or people born before the fall, he actually teaches them in whispering voice. But when he's teaching to people that after the fall, he shouts and he also curses. And because we didn't experience it, we don't know. But true father has experienced it, so he knows. So how do we teach again human beings after the fall? We teach them indirectly, educated from the fallen, through the angels, And why is that? It's because our blood lineage is different. Because we are not connected to the direct blood lineage. So what is the language of heaven? What is the language of Adam and Jesus and true father? What kind of language did they speak? They were speaking the language of heaven. It's the language of the spiritual world. Even if we this voice comes to us, we can still not understand it at the moment. So true father said, 2,000 years ago, there was no proper recording of Jesus. So it was so when Jesus was young, he had received his teachings directly from God. And of course, that was internally and spiritually. And as well, spiritual father said, I graduated from the kindergarten, the primary school, the secondary school, and even the university of God, that God created. And I got my certificates from there. So I received the degrees from the University of God, and this is Nobel Prize. So he's that kind of person, true father. So he studied through the language of heaven. Just like I told you yesterday, he's acted upon it, and everything that he has learned from heaven, he actually practiced it and transcribed it into language where human beings can understand. So what is the difference between us and human and the true father? It's because everything we learn, we just read and we don't even act upon it. But true father, after he has acted upon it, he transfers it into a language where we can understand. There are some more speeches that are supposed to come up. What do you think, there was an original manuscript before or not? Of course there was no original manuscript. Without any original manuscript, how could he speak that much? Because these many speeches they are all united. They are very united and they have a purpose. In 1997 as well, he true father asked me. I said, I read all the... You said you read all the volumes. And then he asked me, so are they all the same, the content, or not? And I said, it's the same. And then, from the first time it was proclaimed, because I had understood it, I realized that they're very consistent. So, how could he, without any manuscript, do so much, do a speech that is so consistent and unified? It's very simple. Because he lived. He's speaking about his life. That's why it's all the same. One more important thing is that when you look at his speeches, he repeats himself many times, and he can say the same thing 10, 20, 30, 100 times, and just like the, and he repeats it as if he had said it the first time. Why do you think he speaks that way? Because he studied it from God, directly from God, and we as well. When are we confident to speak about something without any manuscript? It's because we are confident because we have experienced something. Then we can say it. Even if you don't speak Korean, or in another language, you can just speak exactly whatever you've experienced. You can say with all kind of confidence, isn't it? Because you've experienced it. So, because this is based on your life. Based on your life, you can actually translate anything, or actually speak, anything, because it's your experience. So what are the ways to find the truth? To find the truth, the first thing is, from when you have to know something from birth. It's called the knowledge from birth. So even if you've not learned it from anyone, there are certain things that you can do from that you know. Secondly, it is knowledge through education. At that time, who is teaching you? It is the archangel that teaches you.
천사장.
Archangel. So who is the archangel now? Who is the archangel in? It's for example the teachers at your school. And if you go to church, then it's the pastor of the church or the ministers. These are your teachers. So true father also learned. So then, differently from other people, it's God. He was taught as well by God. So after learning and realizing all this, he became one with God, one body with God, and then after that, he started understanding all by himself automatically. So again, everything he could understand the knowledge of God's will by himself. So then God enters by him into your body. Would you be happy or would you be tired if God entered your body? Would you like it? Let's see this way. God looks for you and then he says, do this, do this, do this, and he asks you to do it, commands you. What do you think true father would do? Will he compromise? When the leaders, will they have a meeting on it? But then true father immediately, when God says yes, he says yes, I do, and then he transfers it to the leaders as well. He let them know about it and he teaches us. But us, how do we do it? When we listen, when we get some ideas from a true father, what do? We make a meeting. Yeah, we make a meeting, and after we make the meeting, we're thinking, how are we going to do it? Is it possible to do it? That's the kind of meeting we do. But true father doesn't think there's a possibility or not. If God said do it, then of course he does it. It's possible. So that's why it's very dangerous, that the thought of becoming one with God. So the knowledge of God's will, that's exactly what the true father is in, situation he is in now. That's what how he is in. He knows God's will. So, true parents acts and proclaims, and where he proclaims, Satan, where the word is proclaimed, Satan has to go away. So even if there are places that where it cannot be proclaimed, when God sees when he sees a little light somewhere, he just proclaims it, and Satan runs away. That's the life course of our true father. So how did he know? There are certain things that he got to know by himself. There are certain things that he learned by, he was taught, certain things he learned from nature, and all this, he has become one in him. And if we see the piece, if we see, for example, the different museum, we can see what is there, and then you can ask yourself, oh, I've not gone to this place, how do I know about this place? That sometimes there are things like that, but it's because God taught him. That's why he knows those things. That's the kind of person he is. So then there was no relation between God. He was not born with any trace of the fall. We studied about all that. Secondly, who is God? What's the reason why he was born? What was the reason he is there? First, God embodies Adam's body. And then after he meets a substantial wife Eve, and makes love, then he multiplies God's direct sons and daughters. So then God directly can experience joy. So the completion of the purpose of the creation is achieved through marriage. So God, during the foundation day, he will actually be able to be married for the first time. And then publicly, it was first announced in 2011. So there are two things that will happen. So if God marries, he will become one with the true parents, and because he's also getting married together with the spiritual world and the physical world at that time. It's the spiritual world and physical world are connected as one. Secondly, God and humankind, because they're getting married, just like Adam and Eve, and now true parents now, because they're getting married thanks to absolute sex, they will become one. So in the fifth verse of the family pledge will become complete on the foundation day inside true parents. So we have to go that way. So our true parents of heavens and earth and humankind are completed already, and with the ceremony of blessing, they will now have a formal announcement. So then on the foundation day, the second and the third point on this slide will also be completed. So spiritual world and physical will become one. God and humankind will achieve oneness in true love. So this is actually reality, it's not a dream. It will happen. So then the next is the position of wife that was lost due to the fall. So the wife of God was lost due to the fall. Eve was lost. But even though Eve was lost, who is Eve? Eve is just not a little lady. She is God's wife. What does that mean? She is true father's wife. She is the king's wife. She is the grandfather's wife, the father's wife, my wife, Abel's wife, and Cain's wife. How many stages are these? If we count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There are 8 stages that were violated. And all the girls, all the women were taken by, all these stages, sorry, is that were violated by Satan. It comes up in the page 60. Then what is that? That is God's anguish. So if God had married with Adam, then Eve would have actually go through all those stages and becomes God's wife. So all the ladies would have become the wife of God. So because the owner of the sexual organ is God inside men, they lost everything. That's what I'm trying to explain. So what's then the purpose of God's providence of salvation? If we have to explain in human language, it is the end of the journey of God's sperms. This also comes out in the book. So the end of the journey of God's sperm. So because he could not get married, God, the God's sperm was not could not settle in this earth. it did not bloom. So the dream of God is for it to actually bloom. That's where we're going. That's the end of the journey. So then God's wedding ceremony and the start of absolute sex is where the end of the journey of God's sperm will happen. And that's where the anguish of God will end. And that's when the era of happiness and joy will start. So this all comes out in this book. So, absolute sex, there's someone that asked a question. The God's sperm and the true mother's egg and the one becoming one inside the womb, is that, and God coming down? We could not understand this. So I'm going to explain it now. Absolute sex, who has to experience it first? It is God. Adam and Eve, using Adam's and Eve's body, he has to feel it the first, so we can also be able to experience it. And what does that mean? In the heavenly world, it is through the temperature of heaven's love. So absolute sex and the temperature of heaven's love. That's how it's supposed to be experienced. So this comes out all in the book. But the fallen human beings, how much temperature is, how is the body temperature today of us? It's between 36 to 38 degrees. 36.5 to 38. Sorry, it's 36.5. But when they make a love, do you know how far the temperature goes? It goes up to 37, 38 degrees when the action of love is being done. So if it goes above that temperature, then you have to go to the hospital. So if it goes above that, you have to go to the hospital. Why is that? Because it's not a simple thing. Our fallen body cannot actually mate at that temperature. So then, of course, we cannot be able to feel God's love. We cannot be able to feel. So the blessed families, when blessed family makes love, what temperature do you think it comes up to? It goes over 43 to 50 degrees. It goes up to 43 to 53 degrees. Have you made such kind of love before? Someone is saying after Foundation Day it might happen. So he says you need to practice. But if those who haven't fallen, the original human beings, people that have not had any stain from fallen human beings who were born without any relation to the fall, and they get married together, and when they have their first love together, do you know how far the degrees goes? It goes from 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 120 degrees. Degree Celsius. I've not finished explaining. What's the problem? It's we get blessed. When we get to experience 120 degrees, everything that diseases just come out. All the diseases, after 120 degrees, they all burn away. So then, of course, at that time, we don't get new diseases because everything has been burnt away. So I'm going to ask you a question. So if we receive this 120 degrees, then, of course, your body would also burn. Don't you think so? Don't think like that, he said. Why are you laughing? I'm telling you something very interesting here. Why are you just standing? Why are you just sitting still? Why are you just sitting still? It's such a good story here. So of course, when it gets 120 degrees, you will die, don't you think so? But I'll tell you what, it's just a second. It's just experiencing that second of 120 degrees, and then at that time, it's when we actually are experiencing God, and we experiencing, and then God is experiencing the joy of creation. So through this time, God will actually feel the joy of creation. And do you think He will not help you? He will help us. So of course, in the Christian church, we actually they think they receive fire. Don't they say that they're gonna? So when they say they're hot, they say they feel hot when they're getting the Holy Spirit. It's also 1 second. It's just something that happens really momentarily. But then when you feel that love, you become happy with God. God is also happy. And that's absolute sex. And then when do you think that blessed families will be able to feel that? From after Foundation Day. So of course, what do you think about those who are quite old now, advanced in age? Don't worry. Because it's something of the heart. You can feel it in your heart. You can feel it in. Just to explain it. For example, my daughter got blessed in 2009. And at that time, what the True Father said, he said, what is the temperature of fallen human beings during a love? And for example, of course, if we... So if you experience this kind of love every day, we can't do anything else if we experience the highest. So that was a question that someone asked. So for example, in 1 year, around 4 times, we would receive, would feel, we have to experience that kind of love where we get to up to 120 degrees. So of course, this kind of love will go up to 3 months. That feeling, it will go up to 3 months. So you just need to feel it four times a year, and you can live very happily the whole year. So yes, the day before yesterday, I explained it as well, but that's the conclusion. So if I explain you this, this kind of thing is definitely true parents that can explain, don't you think so? You cannot, even the pastors of the church cannot explain this. Found the religious founders, they cannot. And because, and why they're teaching us is because, why True Father is teaching us this? Because he sees us as his own children. Yeah? So True Father, when he goes for fishing, he sits at the back of the boat. Why? Because he's also a human being. So if he needs to pee, then he has to pee. Don't you think so? So what will he do? He will also take something and then put his pants down, pee, clean himself, and then throw it away. And when the even the disciple, they see his backside. But then the next day, he speaks and he gives a speech. If I was just a religious founder, I would not do that. Because I'm a true parent, because you are my children, and because I see you as my own children and daughters and son, I can do that. So there's nothing for me to hide. I can actually, pee in front of you or do anything in front of you because you are my children. This is the kind of true father he is. He actually recognizes us as his true children. And do we also see him, understand him as our true father? Maybe we do because we are here at this time. Yeah? So I think you have to remember this. Yes? So when you go back, just practice it.
자, 더 중요한 게 있습니다.
그러면 the more important thing.
부모들이 아들 딸을
so the parents,
아들 딸을 낳을 때
when the parents when the children they pregnant with the children they give birth and then these children that are born from them, do you think they will be similar to him or not? They are not. So in the fallen human being, the blessed families, after the foundation day, all this is possible. So if you want to really become one, you have to make a lot of conditions. You have to be able to practice so that you can get up to 120 degrees and even make love and a child at that 120 degrees. What do you think? Yes, are you?
Abraham is 120 years old.
So Abraham waited.
But
in the future, it will be possible to have a child at this time, but at the moment it's not possible. So our parents have to be perfect. They have to have a perfect love. Then they can have a perfect child. So this is what I'm trying to say. So during the foundation day, it will be the blessing of God, and then we have to understand how important this is going to be. That's what I'm trying to say. You've learned so many interesting things today, good things. This is the first time, isn't it? So next, also one of the purposes of the is to create the female angels and completion of angelic world, and it will be true parents that will do that. So I'll read it again when you go back. This book. So who am I? This as blessed families, who am I? I am a being who received John Newcook, blessing.
받아야 되겠지만,
of course, we have to receive it, but this is who I am. So I am the child of God. I am the daughter of God. So you don't, you have to be able to get that confidence. So God is my father. The true father is my parent. And then there's nothing more than that. The background. So that the background is the church, national, world, cosmic, and level blessing. The rest, I'm going to talk about Foundation Day. So our true parents will create a new good name, but in this time I'm just going to call it the re-blessing, and we're going to receive a heavenly stamp, and we're going to be able to feel it. So it depends on how much efforts we do. So, so in the speech book, we don't know. He might actually put heavenly stamp in the book, but we don't know yet. So, this, until we receive that blessing, and after we receive that blessing, our life has to always be one of gratitude and grace. And then who are the second generations then? So they are the 17 to 24.
The second,
so he said the prime marriage of age of blessing should be some 17 to 24. So Adam and Eve, if they had waited just a little bit more, 1 year more, they would have actually received that blessing. So the second generation as well are in the blessing, they're in the position of Adam and Eve, and they have to receive the blessing. In 2010, he made such kind of blessing. So after the blessing of second generation, the ones that the true father actually chose matched, he directly educated and directly manages them after the blessing. So so of course human blessed families, their parents could not really do that. It has to be directly from a true father. And that's true Hundoke. So then the establishment of the true parents of heaven and earth was in the 1014 cosmic blessing. And also in the last year, and then after as well, the foundation day, there will be. So what is the mission of second blessed second generation? They have to the right to inheritance of heavenly nation and the authority of God's divine representative. So they are God's divine representative. That's one thing he said. Next, he said that they have to do Hundoke, and they have to, the second generation are the family leaders of Hundoke. So we are the family leaders of Hundoke, the second generation, leader of family Hundoke. These are things that True Father said. So whatever situation there is, second generation have to be the protector of absolute sex. They are the protectors of absolute sex. That's one thing he said as well. So then the eight teaching materials are Constitution, the first draft of the UN resolution, and the second generation, they have to complete the realm of fourth Adam, and then they are the active military of the era of completion of the realm of the fourth Adam.
Heavenly soldiers.
Heavenly soldiers they are. Sorry, not active military. Heavenly soldiers of the era of completion of the realm of the fourth Adam. So you have to really take care of your second generations. That's the conclusion. So the providence will change in 1 second. In 1 second, the providence can change. So even in during the foundation day, everything will be in 1 second. Things will change.
So
you blessed families as well. You can also, you're the same, you'll be in the same position in God, and we can also do God's work in His place. So, centered on me, centered on us, God will work. Everything I do, everything I, don't think that it's your job, think that it is God working through you. So that's how we should be thinking. That's what your father said. Forget about yourself. Everything that God wants, try and be aligned to that. And then think that God is working through you, so of course you can make things better. You can work better. And in 2009, on the 10th of August, association to connect spiritual world and physical world into one was created. And this was made before the foundation day. And the next is association to create oneness of God and human beings in true love. And after the foundation day, this will be one of the most important associations after the foundation day. Okay, hyope means association. If we look at it, Jesus, that's the, then there's God, then there's Cain, then there's Abel. So what is association? He's explaining the formation of the word association. So after Jesus, centered on God, Cain and Abel becomes one. That is the kind of meeting place it is. That's what association is about. So, in conclusion, get blessed during the foundation day and try hard to work, make the experience the love of God. So, because the time has passed, I'm just going to speak 5 minutes. So, the world scriptures. So, that was in 1985, the first world religious council in America, in New Jersey. And that's the first thing that God said, through Father said. And let's read together, please. Everyone? So based on this speech, then the World Religious Council project, World Scripture started, was done. So the first, there was the first, second, and the third one is still to be done. So the first one was about comparison of scriptures, of religious scriptures. The second part was religious scriptures and Reverend Sam Yong Moon words. It was to compare them. So that was between 50 to 55. And then the third one, 50-50, sorry, was 50-50. And the third was centering on Reverend Moon Sam Yong Moon words. And it's still to be done. So that will be the World Scriptures publication plan. So the problem of the second one is that True Father's words have titles, but then the other religious scriptures don't. so we can't really include it. So, but then the third one will be, you can include everything. So it will be the completion. So doing this world publication is basically, it recognizes the Copernicus revolution that recognizes the possibility of unification of the religions. So at the moment, the different, they have been a lot of the theologians are having lots of dialogues. Because they don't have any money, don't have any manpower, but True Father is the one that is actually explaining how this is all possible. Who made this book? They ask this kind of question. They say, oh, the person that he made this is very, is a very great person. From 1991 to 1994, in 1991 it was made in English, in 1994 it was made in Korean. I think you can read it yourself, this one, so we might have to skip it. So background of publication of World Scriptures 1, International Religious Foundation, A, the first World Religious Council keynote address, it was in 1985, then B, the realization of humanity's universal value from World Scriptures, C, understanding of commonality, universality, and similarity among the world religions, D, understanding of the distinguishing qualities of world religions. So when they made the first World Scriptures, True Father's question was very clear. So it mainly all the religions have the same idea, so we shouldn't fight. Finished. So the purpose of the World Scripture 1 comes up here. So it's to compare. So we're going to go over this. Next is the composition of world scriptures. So the scripture of five major religions, then the small religions, then traditional religions, for example in Africa, things that are a bit traditional, and then we have a comparison of religions, of new religions that has come up. And then all the religions, up to 30 different religions that have the title of religion on it, we're going to start comparing them in titles, in different, whatever, the scripture materials used by the founders. And here he's saying that the Unification Church should be here, but it hasn't come up. It is included. So in the World Scripture 2 was done in 2007 and in Korean in 2009. So the background is the comparison between religious scriptures and Reverend Samuel. So when it was made in English, the title was World Scriptures and Teachings of Samuel Moon. That's how it was made. And when it was made in Korean, it was not Teachings of Samyamun. It was instead Samyamun words. So, of course, if we put it as teaching, then it will, it would not have been right. So then, at the moment, I think you understand all this. So to conclude, what is the mission of religion? It is to be able to the world's religions and brothers and sisters in one God's family. So then the religion is to is like a repair shop. So then the Messiah has to be able to bring this shop to repair all this blueprint to repair all the religions. So, 2,000 years ago, Jesus came with these materials and blueprint, but he could not. So then, of course, the Messiah comes with it to repair people. So it's very simple. So there's the world scripture number 2. Distinguishing the characters. It doesn't only include traditional books of Hellenism and Rome. So it's not just for this. It's not. So, for example, you can see inside things of Socrates, Plato, Aristotle, it's not just religion. So it includes as well modern issues like women's rights, freedom, arts, and then other, as well about God's providence, limited not only to the Old or New Testament. It's limited, sorry, to the Old and New Testament. In Korean, when we were translating it, there was a committee of editors that said, how could scholars, philosophers enter in such a book? They are not religious leaders. You cannot add them. But since it's not the English version, they just put it in a different note. Footnote, sorry. So let's talk about the process of selecting from Reverend Sam Yeom-un words. I've spoken about it already. So firstly, the first thing that was the word scripture that was came out in America, we actually decided to change it in Korean as well. And just like I told yesterday, if we look at it in Korean, there are many things that are not there. So nearly 70% is a lie with the translation. So things that are here and then things that are in Korean, they are all different. So instead of referencing the English version, they just restarted it again because things have is very because the original book because the Korean version and the English version are so different. So in English, it's World Scriptures and Teaching. So in Korean, for example, the title is also changed. It says World Scriptures and Words of Sam Yeong-moon. But then, so then we don't know, for example here, World Scriptures and Teachings of Sam Yeong-moon. This is a Korean. But then in the other version where it's just about World Scriptures and the teaching, so then we don't know who is the one teaching. So the primary source, we had to decide the primary source is True Father's words, public speeches, the EDP, and the way of God's will. So then we decided to use these ones only and add them and only put them in, nothing else. Do you think that was good? Of course it was good. That was what we had to do. So, but then I had to suffer a lot. We had to suffer a lot. So, in order to create these world scriptures, it was really, really hard. So this is basically what it is about. So I'm going to just talk about part 2, evil, sin, and human fall. Then part 3 is about salvation and the Savior, and then so obviously it's about the fall and creation after the restoration. Then we have the religious life. There are many things that we cannot compare with the other religions, like things like absolute sex, true love. So all those things are not there because they don't have any other religions. So if we look at the part, if we look, for example, at the number 2 of the world scriptures, we have God and creation, God. Then we have the life after death and how we should live. It's a bit similar to the number one. Then we have as well life, family and society. So I would really want you to read this. So the value and the prospect of the world scriptures. So it's basically the public achievement of making religious people's dream into a reality, and reconciliation and unity among religions, and also making a book so that all religions can be unified in it. So it's quite important. God, a rally for the exploration of God. So who is actually the real God? So all the different gods all the gods are talked about in the different religions, trying to explore who He is in reality. And that was first proclaimed in 2002, this rally. So of course God existed before, but we lost Him because of the fall. So now let's try and find Him back. But many people could not. But who found Him? It was only through parents. And then he actually introduced the God that he found. So this was the rally for the exploration of God. And here, there are so many similarities and differences between different religions. And when we compare to different religions, our true Unification Church, because of our true parents, even he's now trying to find out what are the similarities and the differences subject by subject. So I'm going to talk about the prospects for the World Scripture 3. It's still to be done. So of course other religions as well. There will be not so many much about the other religions. There will be less than 5% will be in of other religions will be in that book. So everything. So we can include the topics that are not in other religions, just like absolute sex, absolute value and creativity, or social organs. So of course, the life courses of the Messiah, the true parents, King of all kings, will also be added to that book. So the most recent providence and the new words that had been proclaimed as well will be added as well. And in conclusion, for the 8th grade text teaching material, what is the conclusion? In 1997, there was the foundation of there was founding of True Parents Foundation, and the new understanding of True Parents' words. There were some people that do you think there will be people that will actually try and use True Parents' words for their own good? So so now this founding of True Parents Foundation is going to check that. So also in the future, when we are trying to publish a book, we have to be able to go through, we have to examine it through the founding of True Parents Foundation. Now, at the moment, it's not now, but in the future, this is how it's going to be. So then also, we have to we're going to have a new understanding of the value of True Parents' words, and then there'll be the 8 great text teaching materials and blessed families. So then you'll be able to analyze how far you have gone with it, where are you, at what level you are in, what you've not done yet. So you'll be able to, and then there'll be providential significance of Hundoke, which, for example, he had explained in 1997. I know it's very difficult to understand, but I will explain in one word. In Hun, for example, Hun is the word, and what does it mean? It's basically like the water that actually comes out, flows out. So the water also signifies life. So then water as well can go anywhere. Then water is also clear and blue. What is the color of water normally? Is it blue, red, white? So there is no color. It's so the clear water, what color do you see? You see towards blue, usually. So heaven as well, the sky, sorry, does it have a color or not? But the clear sky, what is the color of the clear sky? It's also blue. So why do you think you see blue? It's because it lives for the sake of others. So the purpose of Hunteoke is to be able to, just like air and water, to go anywhere, move anywhere, and it would give you life. It can make you live for others. So this is the reason to make Hunteoke, and we have to do it with the meaning of Hunteoke, and that is the kind of tradition we should have. If to say it in other words, our true parents' words are the law of heavenly law, then there's the constitution, and then there would be an academy that would teach that. It would be Heavenly Law Academy, and that would be in the Sunmu University, in Unification Theology School. So many scholars will come from all over the world and learn this, and then when they come in to teach, they will be using this 8 great textbooks as well, and then teach to the different people in the world. Let me pray. Thank you, our most lovely Father. All the leaders of the Europe have come here, and they have come to be able to listen to your words, Heavenly Father, as well as your thoughts on the 8 and your words, as well as the 8 great teaching materials. I know it's not complete, Heavenly Father. It's not complete, but at least I hope that they could understand our true Father's heart, and then understand how it has been done. And we pray that also, even if they could not at the moment indirectly attend our true parents, that through Hunteoke they can be able to do this, Heavenly Father, and then learn how to be able to be humble in front of the Word, and actually attend the Word like a subject, and live in this way. I pray that we can have this new kind of determination, everyone, and I thank you, and that it can be something that the world, that the heaven can love, that the heaven can be able to give us more blessings, Heavenly Father, to us. We pray that you guide us, Heavenly Father. I thank you so much for everything today, and that we can be able to act upon these words, Heavenly Father. Pray this in my name. Aju.